Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. We got our good friend Dr. Bill Duckelberg here. Dr. Bill is a great member of our Brain Trust for coming up on 20 years. He's the chief economist for the NFIB. Bill, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all your great work and for the dedication that you have made to small businesses. You're our hero, and we appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you. Fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun. Small businesses are fun to work with, aren't they?
Yeah. So
Bill, let's talk about the Fed.
Let's
talk about the Fed and the stock market. And in your career, have you ever seen the Fed so blatantly subservient to Wall Street?
Well, you know, not that I can remember.
Is that an accurate analysis? Subservient? It just seems like
I think so. You know, it all started with the people on Wall Street, and when you hear all the reporting say the market has priced in one cut with 100% probability, two cuts with 60%
right.
probability, and I mean, so that means people have sold or bought stocks and taken positions on the assumption that the rate cuts will happen.
Right.
That's how they price it in.
Let's stick one thing in here. They're not investing in those stocks, folks. They're trading them. That's an
exactly.
important point to make, isn't it?
It is. Because that's true.
Because all they're doing is trading in a range, millions of shares a second, and based on little bitty blips. And what makes me mad, Bill, is I don't care what Wall Street does. I don't care what the Fed does. But when they get together and they get their wires crossed and Wall Street gets the red licked off their candy because an interest rate went up 0.25%, and that turns their world into an upside down, and they have a major correction, when nothing changed out here on Main Street, and we wind up in a recession, and then they come back a year later. That's what makes me mad, Bill. It just drives me up the wall. They're the tail wagging the dog, and they're not relevant anymore, in my opinion, economically, and yet they're the tail wagging the dog. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think you're right. You know, the Fed has been captured and cornered, and, you know, they don't really have any alternatives. Or the alternatives, standing up and getting a little spine would create some havoc in the market,
yeah.
Maybe. But spine would be good. We'd like to see them, if they understand. They say they understand that cutting a quarter point won't really increase spending, because that's not going to change your mind or my mind or any of our small business owner friends out there about anything. But it will make a big difference, if you've bet billions of dollars on a small change
mm-hmm.
out there. That's what they're looking at. It's really unfortunate.
Well, it really is. And, of course, the president's all up in the middle of it too, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he thinks the stock market's an indicator for the of how well the real economy
is
doing.
Well, he's mistaken about that.
And it's not,
Hasn't been for a long time.
Yeah, the stock market's at an all-time high. The economy is just doing fine, but making the stock market go higher won't increase the real economic activity in our economy because we've run out of labor, so you can't.
When we quit,
we're fully employed, and that's wonderful.
When the people on Wall Street quit investing and started trading, that's when they separated themselves from the real economy.
Yeah.
So what about the new proposed Fed governor that the president has indicated he may, the lady, I've forgotten her name. Do you like her as an option?
Yeah.
As a candidate?
Well, she's, you know, historically she's a gold bug, you know, and that means that she thinks that our currency should be tied to something, you know, that can't be printed.
Yeah.
Right? And certainly a good perspective to keep, because we don't want to run away money. So she hasn't been so active on that lately. So she's a smart gal.
Yeah.
And but she'll bring a different, she'll get some arguments going at the Fed. That'll be good. The other gentleman is a research director at the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank, the regional bank, and he looks like a fine guy.
If I were president, Bill Dunkelberg would be my nominee, and you'd be on the board.
I'd take it.
I know you would, and you should be. You should already be on the board. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here.
Good
thanks for another
small business representation.
That's exactly right. We need that. Thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.